if you read the Bible, you don't have all these rules about how to do it. It's, is your heart sincere? Do you really mean what you're saying? And are you honestly talking to God?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Today's program will really help propel you to the next level in your prayer life. Whether you've been praying for years or you're just getting started. Recently, Joy shared her heart on prayer with me, my friends Erin Cluley and Jay on her Talk It Out podcast. And it is going to encourage you and spark some creative ways to connect with God. Today, we're going to tell you exactly how to pray and get everything that you want. How to make God do what you want.
I'm glad I'm here.
I'm glad you're doing the show by yourself.
I thought if we said that at first, people would stay tuned.
I'm not in the lion.
It won't work. We won't really be able to do that. Right. But it sounded really good for a teaser, don't you think?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I wish it worked like that.
Yeah. Well, here's a great way to get started. I think when we talk about prayer, it's easy to get confused and think there's a special way that I have to do it, or do's and don'ts. And we are going to talk about how to, because there are things that are important, but we tend to overcomplicate things.
Right.
So we're going to start with a clip from Joyce from a teaching where she talked about the power in simple prayer.
Right.
Let's listen to that first.
But he taught me that prayer, effective, life-changing, dynamic prayer can be so simple, just so amazingly simple. I have one great-grandchild, and he's, I guess Jeremiah's about three, and his mommy one night had a real bad stomach ache, and she was laying in bed kind of doubled up in pain, and he went over and laid his hand on her, said he was going to pray for her, and he said, "Jesus, mommy, ouchie, amen." But listen, she said she almost immediately, the pain stopped, and she started feeling better. Actually, I came to a point in my life at one time where God actually challenged me. He said, "I want you to ask me for what you want and need with as few words as possible." Yeah, it's harder than you think. You know, it's hard when you've done something wrong to say, "Father, I'm so sorry. Forgive me for that. Thank you." No, we want to go on, "Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, please forgive me, God. Please, please, please forgive me. Oh, God, I've been so bad. Please forgive me, God. I promise I'll never do it again." Yes, you will. Don't even waste your time making promises you can't keep. You're better off to say, "I'll definitely do it again if you don't help me." So why don't we learn that the power of prayer is not in how many words or how eloquent or how long. But I believe it's two things. I think it's faith. Do I believe that God hears me? Do I believe he cares about me and wants to be involved in my life? Well, I can't read the Bible and not believe that. And I think that prayer must be sincere. You're going to see in Scripture today that the Bible says that the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much, makes tremendous power available. I love that in the Amplified. When we pray, tremendous power is made available.
It seems like that would be something that we just grab onto and we say, yay, and we run with it. And yet we still get confused in our own mind of how should this work and what if I say the wrong thing? And why do we complicate prayer so much, Joyce?
I think that we think we have to impress God.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've ever noticed, if you're ever in a position where you need to pray in front of somebody or in front of a group.
Yeah.
It's like, half the time you don't even you're not even really talking to God.
Yeah.
You're saying what you think will impress these people.
Mm-hmm. But my words are really big.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And so it was really interesting when God told me, ask me for what you want with as few words as possible. Mm-hmm. I challenge you to try it for a few days. It's actually harder than you think. Mm-hmm. For some reason, we think the more we say, the better it is. And I think it's just because we want to sound eloquent. We want to, you know, impress God. And, you know, just like, I know what I did was wrong. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Mm-hmm. I receive your grace and go on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know my roots in complicating prayer came from that very thing of being in church groups or at school, or because I went to a Christian school and I had all of the Christianese, the cliche things to say. Mm-hmm. But I remember being in line or like in a circle where we'd hold hands or whatever, like that we'd be in a group. And I remember my heart used to just beat so mm-hmm. hard, like, or fast, like, who are they going to call to pray? You know, like, I'm not thinking about anything about talking to God or what I'm thinking. I'm just like, oh, what if I say something dumb or what if I, you know, but I know that mine came from my roots of like,
right.
Being a kid in church, hearing all of these people that I respected and loved so much seem like they were the ones, and because we tend to put people on pedestals too, mm-hmm. and because they, yeah. that I'm like, if that's how the real Christians pray, then I need to live up to that. So I began to mimic that in a way, to a point that I remember when I turned probably about 25 or so, I was just like, God, can you please take all of that out of me? Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to pray. Like, I don't want to feel pressured to be like, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Like, I always would start it the way that I heard it when I was little. And so I think that's where my roots came from.
Obviously, we have a reverential fear of God.
Yeah.
And that just really means respect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we always should have that. And we know that he's a holy God. And so we want to do what's right in his presence. But God is also our friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's, scripture says that. And so prayer is just talking to God. I mean, that's really all it is. Mm-hmm. And if I was going to sit and talk to Ginger, I wouldn't all of a sudden become some other person, you know? Yeah. And so I think that people, if we cannot complicate prayer, mm-hmm. and the book I wrote on prayer is called The Power of Simple Prayer. If we can keep it simple and believe that God's not expecting us to become some other person mm-hmm. when we pray, and there are no, like, if you don't say certain words, you know, then you're going to be in trouble and God's not going to hear your prayer. And I think my life was changed by James 4:2, which simply says, it talks about what causes strife and jealousy and envy and all these things among people, and then it simply says you try to get all these things yourself, you have not because you ask not. And I love that. Mm-hmm. So why can't we just ask God for anything we want? Because mm-hmm. Jesus said, you can ask me for anything. And the bottom line is you don't really have to worry, because if it's something that's not his will, you're not going to get it anyway.
Yeah, right.
And so we don't have to be afraid to just, and you know, things that the Bible covers, I always say, I know this is your will, but if I'm asking for something that's maybe a little more carnal, or, you know, something that, you know, I'm not sure about, I just say, if it's not right, please don't give it to me. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything mm-hmm. that is not God's will for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I loved in the teaching we just listened to of yours was the story that you told of your great-grandson who prayed.
And so sweet.
It's so sweet. And having kids has really taught me how much we can pray more simply. A couple weeks ago, we were talking to the kids about what happened that day, and Peyton said, well, my sad thing today was my teacher got a paper cut, and she was deeply impacted by this paper cut. It must have been, there was a lot of blood. And so that night when we were praying together, it was her turn to pray, and she said, I pray for Miss Davis's paper cut. And then that was it. And then we moved on. And and then she listed a few other things. And I thought, well, that's cute and silly. But then I thought, like, that matters to her.
Right.
So that matters to God. And so God will probably heal her paper cut tonight because Peyton came with such sincerity in her request
to him.
Well,
see, that's what God wants.
Yeah.
He wants sincerity. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want us to put on or become some other person, or mm-hmm. I mean, it, the Bible says don't repeat words and phrases over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I don't know. I think we have to become real religious.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
When we pray,
not trying to put on a show. We're trying to
right.
communicate with someone who loves us.
That's mm-hmm. exactly right. And so, like you said, you need to know God loves you, and you need to know that He wants to bless you. He wants to give you what you want, mm-hmm. but He won't if it's not right for you. And we should all be satisfied with that.
I remember a time when I was probably in my 20s. You know, I grew up in the church, grew up in a Christian home, always had that dialogue, I guess I would call it, with God. Then I got to a point where I was working in Christian television and around all these people, like mm-hmm. you were saying, Jay, who really knew how to pray.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, I've been doing this wrong for years.
Yeah, right.
Gotta start over.
So I started really getting kind of caught up in this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm saying the right words.
Right.
Like, when do I need to say in Jesus' name, and when do I plead the blood of Jesus, and when do I bind what? And exactly. And I got to where I was like, I don't even know how to pray anymore. So I know there are things that are important, and there are things in the Word of God that make a huge difference. I'm not trying to make light of any of that, but I really let myself get kind of tied up in knots.
Yeah.
So what would you say are some of the keys to things that make prayer effective?
Well, I do think that we need to pray to the Father in Jesus' name. That's biblical. And
I think that's worth really talking about, because it's not just good thoughts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When people say, I'll be thinking about you, that's nice, but please pray for me.
Yeah,
you know, so I think that's important. Who are you praying to?
Who are you praying to? You're praying to God the Father. Jesus said, you ask the Father in my name.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know sometimes people pray to Jesus. I don't think you're going to get in trouble if you do that. But I address my prayers to God the Father in the name of Jesus. And sometimes I'll just say, I come in Jesus' name because I know that I have no right to come before you. Mm-hmm. In my own esteem.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That puts things in perspective. Yeah.
Because in the Amplified Bible, and I love this, it says that when we pray in the name of Jesus, that we're presenting to God all that Jesus is.
Yeah, that's good.
So see, I can't pray in the name of Joyce.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm presenting what Joyce is, and I'm going to be in real trouble.
Yeah.
So it is important that you understand what it means to pray. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name. And that also helps you understand why you can come boldly to the throne. Like it says, come boldly to the throne. Mm-hmm. We don't have to come ashamed or, mm-hmm. you know, that's why it's good if there is anything between you and God to get that straightened out right away. You know, if there's sin that you haven't confessed or something, you need to take care of that first.
Yeah.
Get that done.
Yeah.
And then I think we just, you know, I don't think our prayers should be all about ourselves and what we want. You know, a lot of times I start out with people that I know that are sick, and I'll ask God to, I mean, there's one woman I know that's been sick for quite a while, and I pray very simply that she'll have a good day. You know, that God will comfort her and keep her pain level down, and that she'll just have a good day, and He'll give her grace. And, you know, so we need to remember to pray for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Just think through who you know that's going through something.
Yeah.
Pray for them. We need to pray for our nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have serious problems, and we need to pray that God will show us what to do or do something Himself. And mm-hmm. I cover my kids every day. I put a covering over them. Ephesians 6 lists all the different aspects of spiritual warfare, put on the breastplate of righteousness, put on the shoes of peace, put on the helmet of salvation, and then it says, and cover everything over with prayer. So when you think about that like it's written, you can put a prayer covering over people's lives. So when I pray for my kids, I pray that they'll be healthy and that God will protect them from accidents. Mm-hmm. And I pray the same thing for Dave and for myself and for our partners in our ministry. and a lot of thanksgiving in prayer. And here again, none of these are rules.
Right.
But, you know, Paul's prayers were full of thanksgiving. And he said every time he prayed, he thanked God for his partners. Mm-hmm. And so there are some things that you can pray every time you pray.
Right.
So I thank God a lot of mornings because I pray out by my fireplace in the winter. I thank God for my fireplace because it's something that I just enjoy so much. And I thank God for clean, running, hot and cold water. And, so prayer should be full of praise, worship, thanksgiving, petition, casting your care on God if you have any worries. I love that Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing. Mm-hmm. So if I am, I'll help me not to worry about this. Just it's really just things that you need and want, just asking God for them. And the Bible says, Mark 11, I love too, it says, you ask, you believe that you have received, and you will get it. And the thing I always say is it doesn't say when you'll get it.
It doesn't.
And so that's a great point there, mm-hmm. because in between asking and receiving is where a lot of people lose it.
Yeah.
Because in here, you know what you're going to get? The devil's going to try to make you doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So you what I like to do is when the devil comes at me in there, I like to say, and I say it out loud, God is working.
Mm-hmm. That's that right there in that middle part's where it gets hard.
Yeah.
Because I'm asking and nothing is happening, or sometimes he's so quiet.
Yeah.
Like you hear nothing. So it's so easy to get frustrated, and that middle is a hard spot to be.
Well, yeah. And so many people never have victory in their life because they don't make it through the middle of anything.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make it through the middle of trials or tribulations or hard things. They get, or even like success in ministry or business or whatever. You're not going to build anything without going through some hard times.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're just not. But if I just think it's so important for people to realize that when they ask God for something, if it's something that's right for them, and you can ask God for something that's right for you, but it may not be the right timing in your life. Mm-hmm. So we need to trust God's timing too. And then trust that if it's right, God will give it to you, not your way, but his way. His ways are above our ways.
Mm-hmm.
His thoughts above our thoughts. So you pray, then you cast the care on God of how he does it and when he does it. And I really like my little thing, God is working.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a scripture, I think it's in 1st or 2nd Thessalonians, it says, as long as you're believing, God is working. Isn't that good?
Yeah, it is.
So
it
is. If I just keep believing, I don't care what it looks like,
mm-hmm.
God is working. And he'll either give you what you ask for, or he'll give you something better because you're not smart enough to ask for the better thing yet.
No, mm-hmm. So true.
That's one of those things that I do pray for a lot. It's, Lord, help me to know what things I'm missing. Help me to know what I need to adjust in my life. Search my heart and know me, O Lord,
right,
those
yeah.
kind of things.
Yeah.
And show me what direction. I think we're all praying for what direction to go all the time.
Right.
But going farther than that is like, Lord, don't let me miss a nudge from you.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many things that really make a difference. And I think that's where it's that personal relationship.
Right.
It's not just a big God who's got puppet strings.
Mm-hmm.
It's a God who wants to love us and guide us and help us.
Right.
And so those kind of conversations, I think, are what means so much to me, is not making prayer something I set aside and I only do it in the morning from 7 to 7:15.
Yeah.
It's all day. It's walking with Jesus and talking with him throughout everything that I do.
It was so life-changing to me when I realized that you got to get over being religious before you can really pray.
That's so good.
I mean, as long as you've got these religious ideas about prayer, it was that you have to be in a certain spot in a. So I remember when I first, got into a more stronger walk with God, and I always would walk around and pray. Pray with my eyes shut. I mean, I'd walk into walls.
That is dangerous.
And I mean, I prayed loud. And, Dave would sit and look out the window with his eyes open and pray. And I remember looking at him and thinking, you ain't praying. You're not praying.
Do it wrong. Dave, that is not going to work.
Because I had this idea that you had to pray with your eyes shut. And you had to, you know. And so we get all these goofy ideas about it. But like you said, you can pray anytime, anywhere. You can pray silently. You can pray out loud. You can pray with people. You can pray by yourself. Mm-hmm. There, if you read the Bible, you don't have all these rules about how to do it. It's, is your heart sincere? Do you really mean what you're saying? And are you honestly talking to God? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I had such a revelation. Like, you know, in our conferences, I pray quite a bit about different things. And I've caught myself so many times saying more that I think will impress the people than actually forgetting about them and really sincerely talking to God.
Like preach praying?
Huh?
Like preach praying?
Yeah.
Where you can tell sometimes that I've done this, like where you're praying and you begin to give your kids who are listening the message that you want them to hear instead of.
Yeah, totally.
That's good.
So it's, and I think people have to realize prayer is not something you have to do. Mm-hmm. It's not an obligation. You're not going to get in trouble if you don't pray every day. Prayer is a privilege. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think about it, just imagine having the privilege of going to the God who created everything and can do anything, anytime, anywhere, and being able to ask him in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
For what you want or need. I mean, I can't think of any greater privilege. And so many things. I hate this statement. Well, God, I guess there's nothing left to do but pray. And how many times do people say that?
Yeah.
When that should be the first thing we do, not like a last-ditch effort. Well, I guess I'll pray. I've tried everything else.
And how we can pray about absolutely anything.
Right.
I remember last week when my friend Joyce, I'm making that clear.
Your friend. Yeah.
She's my friend. You called and you were talking about thinking about your hair. Mm-hmm. And I remember as soon as we got done, I'm like, okay, God, show her really something that she's just going to love with her hair. That was it. I didn't drop to my knees and, you know, make it a big ordeal. But those are little things that God cares about, that we care about. We can pray for one another. It can be so simple and so quick and seemingly insignificant, but it's not. It's like you said, it matters to us. It matters to him.
Mm-hmm. And it's very helpful to the person you're praying for.
Yeah.
Don't ever make the mistake of thinking that you're not helping people when you pray. Mm-hmm. To be honest, and I really mean this, I don't think that I could do what I'm doing and stay alive if people didn't cover me in prayer. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, the enemy hates anybody that's doing anything that's advancing the kingdom.
Yeah.
And I really, really, really appreciate the people that pray for me. It amazes me when I run into somebody that says, I pray for you every day. It's like, wow.
Yeah, what a gift.